This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She says, here we go, up, up, and away, 7 after the hour. How do you do? How do you do? Welcome to the DJV Experience, on air with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, for this Tuesday. The good news today, for those of you who are following the money and you want some good news, rather than the nasty stuff, the bad stuff, Trump bad. I'm not going down that street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is really an overused and overworked way of measuring, but it's still good. I mean, a lot of people use this stuff. The 12th record high close since Trump took office keeps going up and up and up and up and up. A great session yesterday. So those of you who say, nah, 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 might want to look on the brighter side. At least there are people with money who think that Trump is okay. And then you, those of you, I was at last town meetings, I got a town meeting tonight in Framingham. I've been a town meeting member for 7 or 8 years. I went on to town meeting with a single issue in mind, and that was to save my farm. And then it's branched off into other things. I'm on the Public Works Commission because I know they can't fool me when it comes to equipment and stuff. And then we get into other things and talking about stuff that's important for infrastructure and how the town runs and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, one of the things that we look at in terms of spending is how do we justify buying new equipment all the time? And, you know, they used to say if there was a bit of rust on a truck, time to replace it. No. Get a sandblaster and blast the salt and the rust off and repaint it. You know, that kind of stuff. But we've got so much of that going on, not only locally, but the states and the national. One thing that Trump is doing is telling people to look at the budgets and let's cut out the fat. And I'm hoping he's going to do that with the budget. You know, there's been a big discussion about what's going on in the Defense Department. And I've noticed they say they're going to spend more money on the right things, whatever, whoever determines what the right things are. But I also have noticed a little side chatter, Jennifer, and they're eyeing the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So there's an acknowledgement there, right, that there's a lot of waste. So we can keep our fingers crossed. Anyway, the point I'm making is when you look around at all the stuff that's so negative, you can find some good things. Listen, there's plenty of stuff I don't like that's going on, but there's plenty of stuff I do like. And I think if we would separate ourselves from the chatter and the clatter and whatever it is that's going on, thanks to the news media, this foolish let's go get Trump stuff, you'd actually find that there were some things going on that are quite to your, you know, to your liking, and they're good for you. So I just said, I mean, every day I try to find something that's good. Most often I look at some of these numbers from the investments that are being made by people like Warren Buffett, who I thought, interestingly enough, I think I said this last week, he put $50 billion of cash that he had at Berkshire Hathaway and bought airline stocks and some other things that are all totally American. And people keep asking him, if you go on, I was watching, what's the English guy's name? Varney, that's on Fox, right? Do you ever watch him?
Stuart
Varney. Right. Okay, I saw an interview with him, I think it was yesterday, the day before. He was talking about Warren Buffett. And, excuse me, he'd been asked before why he didn't invest in airlines. And he said, because mostly the bankruptcies and all that stuff, airlines have been a tough buy. But now, he says it is different than what it used to be. It used to be it was an industry that was a disaster for new capital. But now, the airline investments, and I suppose part of it is you got to know when to short as well as not. I've never understood that concept. Anybody really understand the concept of shorting? What it means to short a stock?
No. I mean, at one point, I feel like I may have known that, but it's only because of The Big Short.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. A good one.
That was a good movie, by the way. Yeah. It taught us all how it all worked, but I don't remember. Anyway.
I forgot.
So he says, what kills the business is when they have too many airplanes and prices get down to being marginal. And when they're marginal, when things get rough, then you go broke. If you're not marginal and there's a lot of capital, his criteria was these airlines all had to have at least $4 billion in cash in reserve before he'd invest in them. So he invested in Southwest, United, American, and Delta, put the same amount, about $9 billion, into the stock of each one of those airlines, which
spreading
then,
the
in and of itself, it kicked them up. What'd you say, Jen?
Is they spreading the wealth around.
Yeah, wow. Right. And the other thing is that the airlines have to show at least 80% of their seats are filled on average all the time, which did not used to be the case. But now that they have consolidated and they've changed, there's a good and a bad to that. It's good for the operation of the airline, but it's not good for the passenger. Although my most frequent trip is Boston to L.A. I do it in this time of year. I do it a couple of times a month in the summertime, you know, maybe once a month or so in the good weather months. And those planes are pretty much always full. The going back and forth to Florida, I remember when I was working down there, there used to be, let's see here, U.S. Air had a direct flight. American had a direct flight. TWA had a direct flight. There were four airlines. Delta had a direct flight from Boston to Palm Beach. Now, one airline flies the direct nonstop. That's JetBlue from Boston to Palm Beach. All the rest of you got to go to Charlotte, Atlanta, or Washington to get to Florida. And that's what we're talking about. They fill up the planes, you know, push them around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how they fill up the seats. So they got as many planes in the sky, they do different things with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, I guess, intelligent management. But I'll tell you the story, because Buffett is so high now on, he's not high on banks. He doesn't like banks at all. Doesn't like them at all. But he likes the airline business. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Close to $10 billion in all of those airlines.
Wow.
And that's one of the things. All right, so you want to know what the most expensive ride is in the world?
Okay.
Most expensive trip you can take on an airplane?
Oh, okay.
No.
Is it one of those new apartments on the plane? What is it? Emirates Air has that?
Yep. Right.
It's an apartment. Like, no one needs that. I don't care who you are. No one needs an apartment.
The shower.
In the sky.
But yeah, right.
If you would like to take, this is on a one of those, I think, the 7, not 7. It's the 5, the 380. The idea here is to try to get the world's wealthiest to keep from running their own planes. $41,000, New York to Dubai.
That's one way.
One way.
Yeah. It's almost
can you imagine
grand.
What you can do with that? I know. With that,
$41,000 for what is about a 10 and a half, what is it, New York to Dubai is maybe about, it's probably 12 hours. In a,
I'd
yeah, right.
like to try
like
it,
you're
though.
In your own plane, in a
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to try it? I mean, be honest. I know we don't want to pay for it.
Right.
But wouldn't it be fun? I mean, it would be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to try it, but it's crazy.
But now, here's the other side of that. You can take the same trip on Norwegian Air, which just introduced service from New York to Norway. Not the same trip, but you can fly from New York to Norway for $65.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, they were doing a promotional thing.
Yeah, a promotion.
That makes me really nervous, like all-you-can-eat sushi. Like, that makes me nervous.
It's just that they're starting off, that's all.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a promotional thing.
I'm sure those $65 fares are gone, long gone by now.
No, sure. Yeah, it's a bait-and-switch thing. But the other side of it, it's kind of fun, in a sense, to go anywhere. I remember I really did take, I took an interest. I always flew to Reykjavik when Iceland Air started flying. They had 757s. They were flying from Boston, New York, Washington. You'd go to Reykjavik and change planes and then go to Europe. And it was like $65 or $99 or something when they first started. All right, so I have a definition of short selling. Everybody ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, I've gotten some help from the peanut gallery here. An explanation of shorting stock. An investor or speculator engaging in the practice known as short selling. You borrow shares of a company from an existing owner, sell those shares at the current market price, and pocket the cash. You understand so far?
Mm-hmm.
As a condition of this transaction, the short seller promises to replace the borrowed stock at some point in the future while making dividend replacement payments out of his or her own pocket. I'm lost.
You're basically right. Borrowing Peter to rob Paul.
All right, let's find an example. Hold on a minute. Let's look at this simplified scenario. Imagine you wanted to short sell Coca-Cola, 100 shares of Coca-Cola. All right, we're on that, so we can understand that. You thought it was going to report lower than expected earnings. Stock is currently at $43.15 a share. You borrow 100 shares with a market value of $4,315 and sell them. Pocket the cash. A year later, you're still sitting on that position, only you've had to make $132 in dividend replacement payments. Stock declines by 20% to $34.52 a share. You buy it back for $3,452. Your profit's $863. Okay, I get it. You get it? But you got to hold on to it until the stock goes back up again.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's dicey, though, unless you're really smart. If you watch that new show, Billions, that's on Showtime with Damian Lewis and Giamatti, that's a good way of learning how that all works there, too. So, anyway, well, I hope that helped you a little bit. If it didn't, what can I tell you?
We're all Warren Buffett's in training now.
Yes, we are. 19 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's get to our music portion of this hour. Every hour in this part of the hour, we have some focus on music, music news, groups that are making music news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that includes today the story of Little Big Town temporarily unpacking their suitcases and encouraging their fans to head to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Let's see here. This is something that was posted on Friday. Oh, my goodness. We're at the Ryman, everybody, and we're here all year long. This is was tweeted by Kimberly Schlappman, member of Little Big Town, I'm guessing, yes?
She's the blonde, yep.
She's the blonde.
She also has her own food show, I think, on the cooking channel.
Oh, does she? Huh. What's the story? What do you have to know about her background?
Well, I don't know too much about her background, but I know that she and Little Big Town have been together for actually a long time, but they have gotten pretty famous over the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. And it's a husband and wife, and then there's Kimberly, and then there's another blonde guy. So the two brunette, man and woman, are married, and then the blonde guy and the blonde woman are not married. Kimberly's the blonde woman, and she also likes to cook, and that's about it. That's all I got.
So all I know is this song is actually written by Taylor Swift, Better Man.
Better Man.
Big hit right now, yeah.
Yeah. So is this something that's become a tradition at the Ryman Auditorium, that somebody goes in and becomes the anchor act for the year?
This is the first time ever.
Oh, it is the first time.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Ryman is a fabulous place, by the way. If you've ever been in there, get a chance to go to Nashville.
Yep, historic venue.
See, it's fabulous.
I've never been, but it's surprising. Yeah. It's only a little over 2,000 seats.
Yeah, 2,300 seats. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty small. Yep. So let's see here. Last Saturday, they performed and they welcomed in Endra Day, who's an R&B singer. She was on a Bee Gees tribute special that they did after the Grammys in L.A. Let's see, the night before that, Sam Hunt was on stage with them. His current song is called Body Like a Black Road. I don't know much about him, Jennifer. What's his story?
Sam Hunt is an up-and-coming country star. He's gotten a lot of critical acclaim, especially a lot of award nominations in the last year.
Yeah. Let's see, the night before that, the guests came a bit, I suppose, closer to home. Let's see, Tennessee Whiskey. Chris Stapleton sang that. Stuck around to collaborate on Front Porch Thing, one of several tunes he gave to Little Big Town back when he was one of the town's primary tunesmiths. Now he's moved on, right? Isn't he bigger?
He's become a big deal now.
Yeah, Chris, I didn't know anything about him until we started talking about him last year. Jennifer helped me understand a little bit more about him.
Didn't he? Wasn't he the one who had that great moment? I think at the CMAs with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
and then everyone really started.
And that's when he took off.
Yeah,
it was just at that moment, and then he was Artist of the Year and all of that. That was what did it for him.
All right. Also on the country scope, Florida Georgia Line announcing their summer tour.
Yeah.
Let's see here. They're in that video. We were talking about this the other day, the Backstreet Boys collaboration, God, Your Mama, and Me. Florida Georgia Line starting to tour in June. Let's see. This is called the Smooth Tour. Nelly is going to be also on.
I was
going to
ask.
Is that kind of a collaboration? Is that
they've done it before? They did a stadium tour with Nelly maybe 2 years ago, and they actually collaborated on probably the biggest hit and the first hit for Florida Georgia Line. The one that really pushed them over was a song called Cruise.
Yeah.
And they did a version of that song with Nelly.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
And so Nelly went on tour with them and opened for them, which was a great boost because Nelly has a lot of Southern in his roots. And so, you know, it brought in different genres of music, and it was a great concert tour.
Have you seen them live?
Say again?
I never have, but I think I might have to do it this year.
Yeah.
All right, remind me to tell you about my experience getting tickets to see the Moody Blues after my dead start the other day last Friday. It's now 28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that dog guardians live longer and are happier and healthier? Academic research has revealed that dog guardians are happier, healthier, and likely to live longer. In some cases, the research even ventured as far as to suggest the social support offered by a dog or a cat is greater than the support that another human being can offer you. It's also confirmed that pet guardians tended, in general, to be healthier than average members of population. As well as lower blood pressure, cholesterol levels, dog guardians suffered fewer minor ailments and serious medical injuries. As a matter of fact, a new study says that seniors that go into surgery will recuperate 50% faster than those at home that don't have pets. So, if you have some medical condition, maybe the next time you go to your doctor, besides prescribing some pills and some exercise, he may just say, you know what, why don't you visit your local shelter and adopt yourself a good dog or a good cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Inhale the air for this Tuesday, the 28th of February. You're involved listening to the on-air experience with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV experience. Thank you for being here. There are some problems. There are always problems to discuss. Maybe there is a solution. Sometimes when I get into these things, I think in the back of my mind, okay, how do we fix this? There's another Jewish cemetery vandalized. This was in Philadelphia. Similar incident to what happened in Missouri last week. 100 headstones damaged in this cemetery. The destruction leaves me wondering, what is the matter with people? How is it that people are this stupid?
I don't understand this at all.
Angry.
Yeah.
What do you do by turning over headstones?
I don't think it's stupid. It's mean-spirited.
Mean-spirited, hate, whatever it is. Why?
And why now? I don't get it.
Well, they'll tell you it's Trump. You know, the anti-Trumpers will say it's Trump.
His daughter is a converted Jew. Like this, his son-in-law is a super Jew. Like, none of this makes any sense. Right. This is not related to Trump. I just don't get
it. I've heard that expression for a long time. Super
what?
Jew.
Yeah, well, they're Orthodox.
Yeah.
My best friend is a super Jew, and that's what she calls
it. For those who don't know, there are three different sects, S-E-C-T-S. There's the Reformed, there's the Orthodox, And there's the
conservative.
Conservative.
Yeah.
And that would be more.
The Kushners are orthodox.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So anyway, none of that makes any sense to me, how that can ever be tied to Trump. I mean, there's stuff that, you know, can be tied to Trump, but that's not one of them.
The relationship is clear between Jared and Ivanka. I just don't understand how that rumor even gets started that he's anti-Semitic. And
I don't understand how people think. What possibly are you accomplishing by knocking over hundreds of troops?
Right.
It's
a very European thing to do, by the way.
Yeah,
the Jewish cemeteries were destroyed years ago, and now. Actually, in
Eastern Bloc countries too, Jennifer.
In the Czech Republic, when I was there a couple of years ago, what's really interesting is that there really are no Jews left in the Czech Republic, but Christians take them on as pet projects, really to restore, provide security to, and to watch over these Jewish cemeteries and former temples and things. So.
Yeah.
It's a sort of like white nationalist kind of thing, I guess, right?
Yep.
I mean, the white supremacist thing. I mean, that's the only thing that would make any sense. Why else would anyone target Jewish cemeteries in America? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Here's, for the fifth day in a row, Jewish community centers getting bomb threats.
Yeah.
I don't get this either.
All
11
of New York
states.
City and New Jersey is on lockdown right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the country because there are ones in D.C. and Virginia that have gotten them, too.
Right. And so this is the same kind of thinking as what we're talking about with the bomb, with the headstones being turned over.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody figures that this, especially when you tie it to Trump, because Mike Pence went to St. Louis last week to help him actually set the tombstones back up on if you've ever been to a cemetery, you figured out you ever bought one of these. I remember buying this for my mother. You buy the slab. It comes in two pieces, the bottom slab and then the tombstone on the top of it. And if you push hard enough, usually it's cemented to the foundation, that which is put into the ground, and the top part. So if you push them hard enough, or if you hit them with a sledgehammer or something, they'll come off. And that's what you. But it takes some effort to do this. This is not done easily. This takes effort, and so you've got to be really a sick puppy. I was about to use the F word, a sick you know whater, to figure out how and why to do this. This anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish hate, and the number of groups since Trump got elected. You see, that's how they attach it, Jennifer. These people think they have license to do it. And they've not. Trump hasn't said, "Okay, let's go get the Jews. Let's go get the Muslims." Some people say, "Well, he said go get the Muslims because they don't want them to come in to the country." But that's a superficial way of looking at what really is going on. I mean, there are people who don't belong here. And yes, is this whole process awkward? Yes. Have they made mistakes? Yes. Do they look foolish? Yeah, they do kind of look foolish when they keep a guy from France who's come over here for a speaking engagement, and they detain him and arrest him. Come on.
Or Muhammad Ali Jr. I mean, that was just disgraceful.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So there's two sides to that.
Although, did you see his sister came out?
What she said?
<That, laughs> Layla Ali was like, well, he's got some problems. And actually defended why they would pull him over. I didn't read too much into the article.
No. What did she say about him, though?
Let's see. She said that he has some problems.
What does that mean, problems? He has emotional problems?
The line of questioning wasn't about his problems. They kept asking him if he was a Muslim over and over. I mean, this was not really about his problems.
He said, I guess her direct quote was, he's got issues. And the headline on Mediaite says, Layla Ali seems to suggest there may be more to Muhammad Ali Jr.'s airport detainment story. Let's see what else.
But even so, but did he act up? Was he being? What
he
was
and his
it?
Mother apparently
the mother
were just
was
pulled
didn't
aside.
Have any problem.
Their names and then the mother,
she suggested he was looking for publicity from the incident. Who knows how this is going to get blown out of proportion? Because some people like attention.
Well, is he a half brother? Not full brother. Her mother is not the same.
He's
mother
the second he, wife.
Yeah,
I think his mother's the second wife.
Yeah.
So that's Layla's half-brother. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, they need to have a little more polish. Put that aside. Put some of the other stuff aside. It needs a little more polish to it. in order for it to have the most positive effect, frankly. How many people heard Judge Wapner died?
Oh, yeah.
Kara, you know who Judge Wapner was?
Judge.
Judge Wapner.
Was he on a TV show?
Oh, boy.
I think he was like the first TV judge ever, right?
He was.
No.
Wasn't he the People's Court?
Yes, he was the first judge. He was the People's Court.
Right.
Well, he was the original
judge. He was a judge on a TV show. I was right. I was exactly right.
Can you name his bailiff?
If you give me a minute to Google it.
Come on, you guys.
Well, Kara, you've seen Rain Man, right?
Yeah.
So he's got 10 minutes to Wapner. I mean, that's...
Right.
This guy was born in 1919.
Right.
97 years old. God love him.
So great. I love him. And Rusty was his bailiff, by the way. Rusty was his, like, partner in crime. They were so great.
Yeah. I also don't watch court TV all that much. Like, I know Judge Judy, but I couldn't name her bailiff either.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't, but the relationship between Judge Wapner and Rusty, it was a very pop culture thing. It was a big pop culture reference, and Doug Llewellyn was his court reporter. It was
great. The only thing I know about Judge Judy, she made $49 million last year. Hosting a half-hour TV show.
Not a bad thing to be known for, either.
21 days a year. That's how she worked. God love her.
She has an insane yacht that she rents out to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
She's 79 years old, I think, or 78 years old. God love her. God, what a great story that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just, for a moment, understand the budget process that's going on right now. I'm not sure that everybody understands it. I'm not sure I understand it. But yesterday you heard me perhaps take a shot at the budget suggestion that the current administration wanted to add about $50 billion to the budget at the Defense Department for new ships and planes and that kind of stuff. So what I did was dig around a little bit to get some clarification for this, because I knew Jennifer would pounce on me if I did not, because I was sure she would do the research. What's going to happen, apparently, according to the suggestion? They want to increase the whole area of defense spending by about $50 billion. They are going to look at cuts in other areas, not only in the Defense Department, where there's waste, fraud, corruption, abuse galore, but also some domestic programs in foreign aid. What I saw that I liked about this, Jennifer, and I think Kara and Victoria will not like this, I'm not a fan of spending tax dollars on nonprofits.
And
what I noted yesterday when the announcement was made as to what was going to get cut, most of the fine arts, things like the in Boston, for example, Museum of Fine Arts. Last night on every news channel, the guy that runs the Museum of Fine Arts was whining about how they couldn't survive, excuse me, without federal help, which is nonsense. That's like saying PBS can't survive. All these organizations can survive just fine without federal dollars. What's happened over the years, this has become a pet project of a few senators, and then there'd be a few more senators, and then a few more senators, and they'd want to scratch the back of the people that are running these great museums. And there are great. We are so blessed to have such fine museums in our country that are supported by private donations. They really don't need the federal money, and they don't really get that much federal money, because there is, you know, they've done it in a sense because they could. And, you know, they'd slip something in. Ted Kennedy was famous. Oh, my God. He was famous for slipping the Mickeys into these bills at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, let's give $23 million to the Museum of Fine Arts. Let's give another $5 million to this museum and another $10 million. And, you know, $5-10 million on the federal budget is nothing. Let's go out in the snowbank and you know, that's about the how much impact it has on the budget. But, you know, it adds up to the point where there are several billions of dollars being expended for nonprofits that I don't think we should be supporting. I don't want my tax dollars. Let me decide what I want to support. I'll give money to PBS if I want to, museum if I want to, whatever, this one or the other. But the federal government's got no business in my, and I'm surprised, frankly, this hasn't been challenged at the Supreme Court, because I can't begin to imagine that it really is ultra-legal to give taxpayer dollars to these, in many instances, religious organizations or the nonprofits that run some of these foundations that keep the museums going. I just can't believe that it's legal, and I don't want to do it. Do you? You want
to? Well, if it's like the DC museums, if it's the DC museums where there's no admission fee because they're federally.
But they're a federal. If right. it's run by the feds, that's different. I'm not talking about
right.
that.
Then you put
I'm
them
talking
under
about the Museum of Science
right.
or the right. L.A. whatever that museum is that's there that everybody goes to. And that there's no we have no business. The federal government's got no play and no business kicking dough into those things. So
the federal government needs to be smaller. And
yeah.
doing stuff like this doesn't make them smaller. Right. It makes them bigger.
Yeah.
And it's different. I mean, it's different than a federal or a national museum that usually will go under parks and, you know,
which I think all the Smithsonians are, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not. There's no I'm not saying the federal parks and the federal museums are not to be funded. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the privately run museums and things that
rely on government funding.
Have been those rely on government funding, but these others do not.
Well, how many of these museums? And I don't know the answer to this. I'm just asking.
Hundreds
but how,
of them.
How many though are claiming that they can't survive without federal funding?
I saw 12 different ones listed on the news last night in the Greater Boston area, and the guys running them whining. My God! Oh, you'd mm-hmm. think. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton when it was actually pretty funny when. The announcement was made, I forget, I think it wasn't during the Bush era. It was, may have been back to the, it was George Bush. I don't remember who it was. But I remember that the chief proponent for doing this, by the way, was our friend, my old friend, Senator, Congressman Joel Heffley from Colorado, who introduced bills. He was very conservative. He wanted to cut Amtrak subsidies. He wanted to cut all of the stuff to these to the 501c3s, and he was the lead on cutting money going to PBS. And so Hillary Clinton went all over the country saying, "You're going to cut Barney! Barney's going to go away! No, don't do it! Barney won't be on the... Oh, my God! It was ridiculous." Notice that Barney's still around, too, by the way.
Yeah, Barney's doing fine.
I kind of got goosebumps when I did that. That was pretty good.
Barney wasn't on PBS.
Barney...
no.
Barney was on PBS, wasn't he? Who was it? Who was the character?
Big
it was Barney.
Bird. Sesame Street.
No,
Sesame Street was PBS.
Whatever it was.
There was some threads Big about Bird. Barney, though, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Sesame Street. And look, all that stuff is a little ridiculous. This new budget from Trump has a lot of people going crazy because
cut
it looks like, you know, like we're upping all this military spending. But if you look, there's also a lot of stuff that's being cut out. And the truth is that the military, the Navy, we need upgrades to make things work and to protect our soldiers and to protect the military operations in this country. I mean, there needs to be an infrastructure upgrade. And by the way, spending on military doesn't do bad for the average person's pocketbook either. I mean, it gives a gigantic boost to the economy. I don't have any problem. I mean, I think Trump's absolutely right when he says, look how much money we're giving to these Middle Eastern countries. And what is it getting us? The countries are on fire.
Right.
There are civil wars like going on in Syria. I mean, what's the point? Cut the funding and start using it on stuff that we actually need here. That's delivering on a pretty key campaign promise. I don't see an issue with it.
I know you don't, Jennifer. I thought this would be very easy for you to jump on. I figured you'd like this. This was like, what do they call it? Grist for the mill, as it were. But I happen to agree. As long as if they want to spend more money on stuff and not increase the budget there and find the fraud, waste,
right.
corruption, and abuse.
As long as they're cutting when they spend more.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
All right, there's the word, or a number of words. Got paid by the way. Let me see how much money I made in the last segment. 10 before the hour.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect
affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Best voice today.
Money Pitch.
My Home, My Money Pitch, the name of the book that's a guide to home improvement adventures par excellence, written by His Eminence Cardinal Richard Thomas Kreitler, K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R.
Very good.
And Leslie Segretti, who hosts the Money Pit radio show, heard weekly around the country by lots of people who want to get some help, and I need help. So...
We've known that for years, Doug.
Number of different areas. Thank you very much. That was too easy. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum. So, we have some questions from listeners that Tom will address in a matter of moments. So, if you are just getting out of the closet, you'll find this very helpful information. Stand by, please.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds' Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive
56 past the hour. Oops! Quiet there. 56 after. Time now for us to delve into what Lindsay has going on in her home, Tom.
Yep.
She writes that they don't have a closet in their bedroom, and she wants to build one, but she's wondering how large, large, that sounds very New England-y, it ought to be. What about California closets and things like that?
Well, those are organizational systems, and if you've got a closet, certainly that's a way to go, and you don't have to use that franchise. There's lots of ways to do that yourself. But if you have no closet, and that's typical in an older house, you know, they didn't have closets. They had they had armoires and other types of furniture that you would put your stuff in.
Armoires, that's something you do with your wife?
But here's the thing, Lindsay. You know, I don't think you can ever have too big of a closet, but with your bedroom, you're going to have to leave room for everything else. So what I would suggest you do is to mark out on the floor the size of the closet you like with tape, like painter's tape, and then just kind of live with that. And remember, you know, you can't have any furniture too close to that, and see if it's a space that you think you can live with. And once you've identified that, then, you know, then you have a good feel as to whether or not that space is going to work for you. And if not, you know, think about using some sort of a furniture piece in lieu of the closet.
Like a big armoire.
Armoire.
Yes, thank you. What are you laughing at, Victor? You don't have...
Nothing.
She didn't know you talked French.
Armoire.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you two dandies talk about an armoire.
Yeah.
Hi, Jake
wants one of them there. Armoires.
Yes, right. Hi, here's a guy who's got a 1942 Cape Cod style home with cold air return vents on the exterior walls. Again, a lot of cold drafts. I thought didn't we do something like this last week when you were talking about how there was a house that didn't have the ducts, didn't have ducts, it just sent that
didn't have the ducts
through.
In a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, it's a big problem.
So what is this guy going to do?
Right. Well, if you have an older home, sometimes they did not actually do ducts in the wall. They use the wall cavities themselves.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, you are going to get drafts coming in through the siding. So what you really need to do is to actually install supply and return ducts. You can use the same space. If you have a really good quality HVAC contractor, you can do it with a minimal amount of disturbance. But unless you do that, you're going to get a sort of a really big built-in inefficiency. And duct systems by themselves are one of the leakiest parts of the HVAC system. If you've got a home that was built without ducts and you're using the wall cavities to supply the supply and return air, it's going to be even worse.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so it definitely can be an improvement there.
So this is more... something that would be helpful. This is year-round stuff, not just for a particular time of year.
Well, the thing is, we feel the drafts in the winter, right, because they're uncomfortable, but those drafts exist in the summer, too, and they're wasting all that air conditioning that we're pumping into the house.
Don't you like how confident Tom sounds? Seriously, that's why I love to have him on, because he knows the answers, he has the answers, you get the answers. He's confident. That's why the radio show is such a great take. Look it up. Find it. Check out Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.